Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning my guest is Bethany Richmond with the Carpet and Rug Institute. You're the communications manager. How you doing?
Good morning, Kemp. I'm very well, thank you.
Thanks for being with me. We've talked before about one of the things you do at the Carpet and Rug Institute is you do their blog. But we're talking about something different. You've been now at the Carpet and Rug Institute about 2 years, haven't you?
Just about.
And you, one of the things that you do, other than do the blog, is one of the Carpet and Rug Institute's missions is to go out and dispel the myths of carpet and its effects on asthma and allergy. People with asthma and allergy, a lot of doctors recommend that they take their carpet out, and that nothing could be further from the truth. As a matter of fact, I think the Carpet and Rug Institute has a study that says that a carpeted room actually has less particulates in the air than a non-carpeted room. So it actually helps people with asthma and allergy. Is that right?
Yes, Kemp. We believe that carpet acts somewhat like a filter. It will contain particulate matter, but that's the operant word. It contains it until it is removed by vacuuming.
Uh-huh.
When one walks across carpet, the particulate is not re-entrained into the atmosphere the way it is when one walks across a hard surface floor. So the particulate is in the room, but in a carpeted room, it tends to stick to the carpet fibers until it's removed by vacuuming.
Yeah, actually, you said the word believe, but you actually have scientific evidence, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Uh-huh. Okay. Another thing that you have is, I guess, a study, a Swedish study. Tell us a little bit about the Swedish study.
Well, the Swedish study shows, it's a graph, a chart, that shows that over a 30-year period, the Swedes removed their carpet predominantly for the reasoning that we're discussing here, thinking that it would be better for the indoor air quality of Swedish people to live in interiors without carpet. And so they greatly reduced their carpet use over time. And at the same time, their rates of asthma and allergy greatly increased. So it's a very simple chart that simply shows that we can remove carpet and yet it has not, at least in Sweden, resulted in any reduction whatsoever in asthma symptoms or occurrence.
Okay. And one of the reasons I want to talk to you is you just got back. I mean, since you've been there 2 years, you've started going to these events where doctors, asthma and allergy doctors, attend these conferences, and you just got back from one. I believe this one's called the Quad AI. Tell us a little bit about that.
That's right. It's the Quad AI, which is the American Academy of Asthma, Allergy, and Immunology. These are asthma and allergy doctors. There are practitioners, academicians. I spoke with registered nurses and some PhD researchers.
All right, so you actually set up a booth, but in addition to setting up a booth, you put a little pamphlet in all of the doctors' packets, and I guess they go back to their room and they kind of peruse through that. And then they come and see you. Tell us a little bit about how that works.
CRI arranged to have one of our brochures, a brochure called Clearing the Air About Clean Carpet. Mm-hmm. This is a summary of our research supporting that carpet is a beneficial floor covering, even in homes of people who have allergies and asthma. And we had it placed in the bags that hung on the doctor's doorknob. I have physicians come up to my booth and say, I saw that brochure, and I looked at it. All of them found it interesting, and about half of those who spoke to me about it said that it made them think differently, and it gave them a different way to look at the situation, other than what they had always been told in their medical training, which was, if a patient has asthma or allergies, the best thing they can do is remove their carpet.
So the feedback you're getting from these doctors is, hey, I like your message here. I'm hearing what you're saying. But some of them are asking, they'd be more of a believer. While this story that you have that proves that there's less particulates was written by a couple of PhDs, they'd like to see a medical article that's been peer-reviewed. Is that right?
They would. And there is a study that's being done right now by Emory University and jointly with the Centers for Disease Control. And that really will be going into homes and studying children who have asthma in carpeted environments and uncarpeted environments and looking at their performance in terms of their medication use and their symptoms.
Right. Sounds like you're trying to change some minds. One of the things that you told me prior to doing this interview is that a lot of these doctors will take this Carpet Cleaning for Dummies book, and they'll try to, and I guess they take enough of this book, and they give them to some of their patients to talk about the proper cleaning process, don't they?
They have been. Across the board, I had doctors very interested in this little booklet that the Carpet and Rug Institute had developed called Carpet Cleaning Tips for Dummies. And it's branded just like all the Dummies books with the yellow and the black cover. Mm-hmm. It's a cute little book, and it's well written, and it's just a good collection of information about the best way to keep your carpet clean. Right after I came back from this meeting last week, I sent 40 packets of these Carpet Cleaning Tips for Dummies to 40 different doctors all over the country, some of them international, wanting this information for their patients. Because as all of the doctors told me that I spoke with, whether or not I changed their minds completely about carpet as a flooring choice for patients, mm-hmm. they all know that their patients have carpet in their homes. Some of them choose to have carpet in their homes for other benefits, its softness and its safety and acoustic benefits. And so how best to keep that carpet clean is just valuable patient information. And doctors are always interested in information, especially free information that they can give their patients.
That's interesting. I think if I remember right, several years ago, you guys actually put together a video that had the same message in it, didn't you?
And I took those with me to this meeting and ran out of them. I gave them out. We have several videos. One is specifically how to advise patients on whether carpet is a good flooring choice or not. Mm-hmm. And another video that was about mold, carpet and mold. And yes, I sold out of those at the trade show. Next time I go, I'll take even more of them with me.
Okay, great. Well, Bethany, we're about to run out of town. Sounds like you are doing what they've hired you to do around trying to dispel the myths of carpet and its effects on asthma and allergy. I've been talking to Bethany Richmond, who's communications manager with the Carpet and Rug Institute, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.